Are you looking for a new math curriculum? CTC Math specializes in providing online video tutorials that take a multi-sensory approach to learning. Creative graphics and animation, synchronized with the friendly voice of internationally acclaimed teacher Pat Murray, make learning math easy and effective. Favorably reviewed in Kathy Duffy's 102 Top Picks and the Old Schoolhouse Crew Review, the lessons are short and concise to help your child break down concepts and appreciate math in a whole new way. Visit ctcmath.com today to start your free trial. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I am so glad that you have joined me again today. If you missed part one of my conversation with September, you definitely want to go back and listen. We are talking about homeschooling multiple kids, multiple grades, and you are going to be so encouraged by what she is sharing with us. And the things that the Lord has taught her over her 24 years of homeschooling. So September, welcome back.
Thank you. I love this conversation.
So I want to talk about subjects and tackling different subjects with multiple kids. Do you teach every subject every day, or do you stagger your subjects? How do you find the best way to do that?
So no, I do not teach the same subjects every day. I rotate my subjects, which makes it more manageable, especially if you have a lot of grades. We do independent work. We do seat work with mom, and then we do group studies. So this kind of breaks up what you're doing into three different parts. I find it super helpful if you're always doing three things. Jamie Erickson and I talk about this on the podcast a lot. Always having three things going at the same time that are independent learning, okay, and something that they are doing hands-on, and then group studies. So I teach science and history together as a group,
okay,
two or three days a week. So that isn't open up your science book every day. Open up your science book every day. I want my kids to really learn history, to really enjoy it. And we do it as a group because mm-hmm. it's not like math where you have to learn it sequential.
Right.
History can be taught in eras or time periods, and any age can do that in a group. So I've made it fun. It's not just reading out of a book. We have notebooks. We make our group learning time. Usually sometimes I'll have my granddaughter with a little seat next to me at the table. I'll give her some Cheerios. I give a child a coloring page with maybe George Washington. And the other three kids are listening to me read. They take notes. So they're learning how to write neatly. They're learning how to do note taking. This is my favorite thing about homeschooling. I think sometimes we forget that multiple things can be learned and taught while you're doing one thing. So when they're writing out spelling lists, you work on cursive, or you work on punctuation, or you work on neatness. And they don't know that right. they're having a handwriting quiz. They just think it's spelling. But as moms, you know, we can get so creative and say, I would like you to rewrite that list really neat as you can. Say the words out loud. So for me, I like to incorporate a lot of different learning things into one subject. So for me, history, when we do that as a group, will be a character quality of being attentive and respectful of the people around you, because we're all at this table together. It'll be handwriting. They learn how to take notes. They learn how to do an outline. The child is coloring. A lot of different things can be taught when you do group studies. So as far as subjects, we don't do subjects every day, okay, the same subjects every day.
I love that. And I love that you talk about it's multitasking really at its best when it comes to homeschooling. You know, it's teaching them several different things at one time. Mm-hmm. And I've never thought about it like that before. I mean, I know I've done that, but I just have never put it into words like that before. So, that's fantastic. How do you feel outnumbered with your kids? Cause there's only one of you. And what is the most you've had, the most kids you've had homeschooling at one time?
Maybe eight.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we have 10 children, but my two oldest, you know, graduated, and I have felt very outnumbered, and I've had to make very difficult decisions in our homeschool journey based on the season I was in. Mm-hmm. So there were seasons that I would have a friend homeschool one of my children who was struggling really difficultly with our personality or character. And I hadn't quite figured out what that was yet. You know, now that I've been a mom a long time, I'm like, oh, that's what that was. But I had a friend homeschool one of my children And I've many times have said, and I'm sure many parents of multiple ages and grades students have said, I am just one person. I can't be everything to everyone.
Yeah.
But it really comes down to how we see our homeschooling and what our expectations are. And for me as a mom now, I really like to make sure that a few things. I have a good schedule. My kids know the expectations. I have my own expectations and they're not unrealistic. If we don't get an entire math page done, but my child excelled in strong character, biblical values, they knew that I loved them, we walked away from a conflict in the middle of school, they got a spelling list done, read out loud, learned something, I'm happy, because that's so much more than I think they're going to get in a classroom with 30 people, 30 students. So
yes.
I'm just so thankful that my perspective has shifted to seeing what my kids are getting and not focusing on what they're not getting.
Right. Well, I love that you say that, because I think so many times we feel like we're somehow failing our kids by not having them in a traditional school. You know, we feel like, well, they're not getting the social interaction. They're not getting the academics that they need. They're not getting this. They're not getting that. And we feel like somehow having them home with us, we're failing them in some way. And that's absolutely not true. I mean, there's so many benefits to homeschooling. And so when we can take those days where maybe we're not having a strong academic day, but we're, like you said, having a day that's strong in character building, that's so much better. And that's part of homeschooling. You know, one of the things that I've realized is, you know, earlier I was talking about just trying to balance everything. You know, we've got the housework, we've got the academics. There are so many things. And then you add on top of that, just life, doctor's appointments, grocery shopping, you know, going, running errands, things like that. But that's all part of life. And so I think we somehow try to categorize school into just history, math, science. And that's not what school is only. School, really, I mean, our kids' whole childhood is to prepare them for adulthood. And so when we can look at the whole picture, at the big picture of, you talked earlier about what our ultimate goals and expectations are with homeschooling. When we know what our goals are, and ultimately for us, our goal is that our girls will grow up to love Jesus and to serve him with all their hearts. That is all that matters to us in the end. That's all that matters. They have to learn things as they're young so that they can know him better and serve him better. But ultimately that's our goal. So how are we reaching that goal? And I think sometimes we just look at the here and now, we just look at the day ahead of us or just the week ahead of us, but we forget to look at the really big picture of, you know, we are raising children. We're raising adults. We're not raising children. We're raising adults. And so how are we getting there? You know, what is our roadmap to get there? And you know, God has a lot to say about these things in his word. And he's so faithful to give us what we need when we ask him for it. You know, the Bible's so clear that when we ask for wisdom, he will give it. So it's so important. So you talked a little bit about asking for help. So you've outsourced some of your homeschooling to other people, which I think, you know, oftentimes we do that through co-ops. I've had other friends who have done that with other friends, you know, or maybe this mom is really good at teaching history or science. We're entering the high school years and I'm like, oh no, we're actually looking at doing a, being part of a co-op this next year. One of the main reasons is because science and labs, I could do it. But I would rather, labs are just more fun when you're doing it with your, with your friends. And so those are things that are okay as long as you're still the one who's controlling what they're learning and how they're learning. And they're with you, of course.
Yes.
The large majority of the time.
Yes.
You talk about a learner's toolkit. What is that?
I like to think of like this toolkit that we have as parents and homeschooling moms that we always have available to us, you know, the word of God, of course, first, and what he says about us as moms and parents and individuals, and that we're giving that to our children. But I feel like as I've grown as a homeschool mom of many children, there are some real core things that I would always have in my toolkit. Yeah, I'm married to a builder, so I always refer to things as like building or tools. And so I would, I'm just going to read a list. And these are some things that I think would be super helpful for any mom in any situation, whether you're homeschooling one or 10 or five, because there are days when a workbook isn't enough, a field trip isn't enough. You may be on the road all the time because you are fitting in life. You're fitting in doctor's appointments, all those things you say. So when you have the word of God, when you have flexibility, always remember to be flexible. Like today may not look like yesterday and tomorrow may not look like today. Like flexibility is key to homeschooling many grades and many ages. Like I cannot stress that enough. Just today I said, you know what? We're not getting anywhere. It's beautiful outside. We've accomplished what we can. Let's take a 2-hour break and go down to the creek and splash around. And then we're going to come back and do 2 more hours of school. Like there's no reason you can't do that.
Yeah.
So flexibility is huge, but these are some things that I would highly recommend for any parent. And it would be a binder with like laminated sheets with all of the important core things that you don't need to take time to teach all of those grades and all of those kids that are repetitive and important to you, whether it's timetables or geography, and put all those things in this binder with laminated pages and just think, sit down for a minute and think, is it verses? Is it penmanship? What are those things I want them to get that I don't want to take time to teach, or I can't because I have too much to do.
Right.
And you have something in your day called binder time. This is a huge, huge part of my learning toolkit as a mom. And I say, it's binder time. I need to work with so-and-so. You go over and get your white erase board marker. That's why it's in a laminated sheet. And you just do your binder, and you can have one per grade or one for the whole family. And so this is a huge resource. I think sometimes that's that fallacy as a mom of homeschooling many students. We think, well, we have to teach all these things. Yeah. How are they going to learn their times tables? How are they going to learn all these memory verses? How are they going to learn, you know, geography of Europe? I don't have time to teach them that. So the binder is a huge resource. Flashcards are a huge resource. Kids can be buddies. They can do flashcards, you know, with each other. You don't have to do that. They can be doing that while you work with a struggling, you know, speller. So these type of things are I think we forget that we have other tools and resources available to us than just us. I really like to have maps available for my kids. I like to have that morning basket and an art table where they can go and look through the art projects and they can pick one for the day. They can watch a video. That's an independent learning tool that I use a lot. I'll say, this is the math or art lesson you're going to do. I want you to go over there. A lot of times I'll have a microscope set up, a little science table. You know, years ago we used to homeschool at our dining room table, and I didn't have a lot of room, but I made room around my house for the things that I knew would make my life easier as a mom of homeschooling many children. And I feel like when we pull these things out of our toolkit, they're not only new and interesting to our kids because they get tired of hearing us. We have to be truthful here. You know, they're like, we love our mom, we love our teacher, but she's just teaching us everything. And that's kind of sometimes where the conflict comes in. We're trying to separate mom and teacher. So all of these things in our toolkit are super helpful. Science experiments, history experiments, hands-on things, flashcards, binders, all of those things that will make your life easier, but they're still learning.
Yes. Do you have your older kids team up with your younger kids and help teach them? Because I know a lot of moms with multiple aged kids do that.
Yeah. Once they reach a certain age.
Okay.
So my, you know, ninth grader can quiz a child on geography or dictate sentences on a whiteboard while I'm over here working on, you know, a math problem, or I'm going to make, you know, lunch, or I have to switch the stuff, you know, washer to dryer. I can say, can you dictate these sentences? All they have to do is read the sentence.
Right.
Child can write them on a whiteboard, which is another huge learning part of our learning toolkit, just having different places, ways to learn. It's not just pencil and paper. Like use a whiteboard, use flashcards to do something to help them move and explore. But yeah, we do. We have a buddy system, and then I can come back and I can check it. I can see the sentences on the board and I can say, great job, or, oh, you got that wrong.
Yeah. Whiteboards mm-hmm. are fun. I know even like the Dollar Tree, you know, you can yes. oftentimes they'll have whiteboards there that are just like, you know, you can fit them on your lap. I mean, yes, they're not yes, much bigger than those. A size of paper. Mm-hmm. And those are great because then it's something different than just writing right. in a notebook or something like that. And then they can erase their mistakes. And
yes.
And it's, I don't know, there's just something fun about writing on a whiteboard and you can use different colored markers. It's always yes. so much fun. Really quick, back to the binders you were talking about, the binders. Do you have one for each student then? Or do you have like a master binder that
I have a master binder.
Okay.
And it grows over the years. Sometimes I pull things out. Right now we're studying European countries, the rivers, the seas, all of that. So right now in my binder, I have maps with all that are blank, maps that have the European countries listed, and then they can study. Then they can flip it and fill it in. So I'll rotate things out, but there's always multiplication facts. There's always addition and subtraction, speed drills. There's, I don't have one per child. It's just it's one binder. It sits right on the shelf. I'm like, you know, go get the binder. Now I have multiple binders. I'll say, go get the math binder or go get the history binder because it's grown over the years. There's so many things you can put in there. You know, it's those things, ask yourself, what are the things that I want them to learn that's not in my curriculum mm-hmm. that I don't want to take time to sit and teach that they can do on their own? Those are the things that go in that binder.
Right. Okay. That's great. We mm-hmm. have binders for each one of our girls. And the very front page of their binder is their attendance sheet because, you know, we're in Georgia. And so we have to keep attendance, which I think most states, not all states, but most states, you have to at least keep attendance. And so they have their attendance sheet. And so the beginning of every day, they have to, you know, check off their attendance sheet. And as a matter of fact, we counted them all up yesterday and I was like, yay, we have 180 days. Exactly. We're done. And so mine's very similar to that. But because I have only two kids, it works mm-hmm. better for me to have one for each one of them. And that's mm-hmm. part of the beauty of homeschooling is that, you know, you do what works best for mom and for your own family.
Right.
And so I love that you have figured out that that works best for you. This episode of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast is brought to you by Abeka and their new 10-month payment plan for everybody. Whether you're a video homeschool family enrolled in Abeka Academy or you lead the lessons yourself, you can now get everything you need and get 10 months to pay. Learn all about it at abeka.com/payplan. That's abeka.com/payplan. I would love for you to give one just last word of encouragement, because again, I know that there are so many moms listening to this right now who are brand new to homeschooling and it's scary. It was scary when we came into homeschooling and I had a 4-year-old who was almost 5 and I was trying to figure this out and I felt like the weight of the world was on my shoulders. I just felt like the responsibility was so big. And I know that there are so many moms today who are coming into homeschooling for the very first time. And mm-hmm. it's scary. And they're coming in with multiple kids who are in multiple grades. And they're just like, someone please help. Tell me how to figure this out. Give me some hope. So can you just speak some encouragement and hope to those moms?
Yes. Well, first I want to say to anyone listening that's in this place, I want to encourage you to know that if tomorrow you wake up and you love your child well, and you show them Jesus, then you've done everything you need to do Amen. As a homeschooling mom. So, you know, that just takes all of the pressure off. I hope like, okay, well, I just did that, because you're going to do that by reading to them patiently. You're going to show them the character of Jesus when you teach, when you model, when you lose your steam and you're tired, but then they see you needing Jesus, they're going to see you lose your temper maybe, or your patience, but then ask them to forgive you. They're going to see all of that and they're going to say, oh, this is the character of Jesus. So this is just baseline, but it's really everything. So, you know, just take all the heavy expectations of what you think your kids might be missing or might not get from you as a homeschool mom, because what you can give them at home is going to multiply. It's going to multiply in so many ways you won't even know. The time that you give them, whether it's working with a math problem or teaching them to read or helping them to work through a problem that maybe when they were in a big classroom setting, they weren't able to work through diligence or perseverance. Like, they're not just learning how to multiply, they're learning how to work through problems that maybe were internal and mental and emotional and spiritual. They're so much bigger than us. And really, that is who is in control of all of this. And so every day when I put my feet on the floor, I say, Lord, I don't know what it's before me today, but I want to model you. And I want my kids to learn as much as they can, of course, in academics. But I pray that every day that they will know that God is bigger than their problems and their lack of being able to read, you know, a word and all of those things. So I say start small and take that report card, you know, that we talked about in the beginning of this video, this podcast, and just, you know, kind of lay it out and examine where you're beginning and where you are in this journey so you know where to go. But really just have that purpose and vision before you. I think when we know what we want, what is our purpose in homeschooling, we can get there a whole lot easier than saying, I don't know where to begin. That's usually the first thing, you know, we say, I don't know where to begin. Anything new is like that. But if we know where we want to go, what we want to see when we say goodbye to our children, when they leave our home, I think that helps us get there a little bit better.
Yeah, I love that encouragement. And moms, just remember, God is going to give you everything that you need to accomplish what he's put before you. He will. Mm-hmm. He's going to give it to you. And he's going to fill in all of the gaps because there are going to be so many of them. You know, I'm looking at my oldest daughter and she's going in ninth grade this year. And I'm like, we've got four more years with her. And I feel like we have so much still to accomplish in the next 4 years. And then I have to step back and just remember, we have been faithful to what God's called us to do. And yes, he's going to fill in the gaps. And you talked earlier about teaching our kids to be learners, lifelong learners. This is not just a 12 or 13 year journey. This is a lifelong journey. And if we can teach them how to learn, the learning doesn't end at 12th grade. Like I thought it did. You know, when I graduated high school, I was like, yay, I'm done. Never have to learn another thing. Never have to open up another book. And it wasn't until I really started homeschooling that I realized, oh, wait a minute. It doesn't end there. There's so much more to this learning and to this life than what we learn in our elementary, middle school, and high school years. And we can never stop learning. There's always so much to know about God and his creation and his love for us. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like reading the Bible through one time and then saying, okay, I'm done. I never have to read it again.
Right.
Yeah. You know, you can read it 1,000 times and every single time you're going to learn something new. So, yes. So God is faithful. For those of you who are maybe new to watching this, we did a whole week long online conference called the Homegrown Generation Family Expo. And it was amazing. God just brought the most amazing speakers to this event. And so you can still sign up for that. Someone asked me yesterday, can people still sign up for this event? And I said, absolutely, they can. It's ongoing. Once you sign up, you have lifetime access to watch any of the sessions that we had. It's over 35 hours and you don't have to watch it all at once. It's all categorized for you and there's different topics and different speakers, but you can still sign up for that. It's $20. You get this cool virtual swag bag with all kinds of great resources in it and audiobooks and things like that. But you can still sign up for that at homegrowngeneration.com or through the Schoolhouse Rocked website, which is schoolhouserocked.com. And still have access to that event. So if you've missed being able to go to a homeschool convention this year or just need some further encouragement, I highly recommend signing up for that and just take it slow. Just watch, you know, maybe one video a week or one a day or one every other day, whatever works for you and your schedule. You also can download the audio so you can listen to all of them. You don't even have to watch them on video. But just know that that resource is out there. September, you are such a blessing and an encouragement. I want you to tell us where people can find you, but really quickly, I want to say your t-shirt, I don't think people can see it behind your shirt, behind your name, but it's so cute. It says Homeschooling Matters, and you have an Etsy page that has that t-shirt and a whole bunch of other really, really cute t-shirts and homeschooling resources and things like that. So where can people find out more about you and find your Etsy page and all things September McCarthy?
Thank you. Yeah. So our shop is September & Co. Shop on Etsy. And because I have a heart for homeschooling, and we just create, I create family resources there and we sell them. When my oldest daughter got married and she started having kids, she would say, Mom, remember that what you taught us that such and such, what did you use? And I said, I just made that up on my own. She said, you need to make it like something people can get their hands on. So we started the shop together, September & Co. Shop. So that's on Etsy. We have shirts and manipulatives, character cards, things for morning baskets, all types of things like that. And my book, Why Motherhood Matters, everything really is the hub at septembermccarthy.com.
Okay. And we will put all those links in the show notes as well. So thank you guys. Have a fantastic rest of your day, and we will see you back next week.